Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before I do my salutation, as it is ethical to do, while Apostle Edu was praying, the Lord opened my eyes, and I'd like you to please listen. And I saw a very big eagle hovering over the space of the house. So big that the wings barely fit the two pillars. And I was terrified. Because I remember growing up, when you have chickens around and an eagle shows up, it's a sign of danger. And while I was still meditating on that, the Lord reminded me of a scripture. And that's the book of Exodus, chapter number 19. Exodus, chapter number 19, verse 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and bring you to myself. Somebody is mounting on eagle's wings tonight. You didn't say that amen like one who understands ascension. So there are specific people. I don't even know how to say this. God will help me. Because I don't know the next time I'm going to be in Enugu. And I'm not sure it's going to be anytime soon. Because of what God spoke to me. But is your heart open tonight? Are you sure? Is your heart open tonight? There are people that are coming into something very, very specific. There is a specific territorial grace coming upon somebody. For as many as believe, you are carried on the wings of an eagle. Say that amen with fire. Lift your hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of your heart. Let everything within you bless Him. Be very sincere. Be very honest about it. Let your heart adore Him and worship Him. Oh, let everything within you bless the name of the Lord. Oh, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Come on strings. Shalakabram Renikatish de Balakade. Rende Kabul Shende Brakabadesha. Ahinaman de Kopus. Bambena Kam de Latika. Yende Kubrambale Kambre Ketikos. Elambro Kupambele Kitabalakadesha. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you are my King, for your glory. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Shalakate bara. One more time, we'll shout it out for your glory. Just to see you, Jesus, to behold you as my King,
to behold
you as my King. Just to see you, Jesus.
To see you.
To behold you as my King.
To behold you as my King.
Oh, shall I come break ready? Hands to where you stand. And I see the Lord demanding for a rededication. There is a new level of consecration required for what He wants to do. And the hand of the Lord is upon you. And He's saying, yet I will demand for more. Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Please be seated for a minute. Let me recognize Pastor Sasa and Pastor Tolu Sasa. So good to have you. Please let me celebrate them, the ministers in this city. Let me celebrate my host, Pastor Chimobi. Thank you. A very kind man, very patient, a man of character. I'm not usually carried away with charisma without character. He's a man of character. Help celebrate him, please. Amen. Then to my chief host, Apostle Heaven. Are you aware that you are blessed? Are you aware? You are blessed, though. Let me say, we are blessed to be given a man like this in our generation. God is intentional about us, true or not true. Help celebrate him again. Thank you. Please be seated. All right. Osuedu is my brother, is my friend. He's a man you are safe with. Come rain, come shine. Amen. Let me give you an introduction from Luke chapter number 22, verse 33. It's been a very hectic season for me, so don't mind my voice. But as we continue, the strength of the Lord covers. Is that okay? Is that okay now? Oh, Father, help me. Luke 22, verse 31. Sorry, verse 31. Now look at it. Now this was Jesus speaking to Peter. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. We have different rendition for the word have. Other translation says that Satan has desired you. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. This place is too far. I need to get closer to you. Will you affect your cameras and the light? The camera woman, am I good to go? I didn't hear, but I believe she's saying yes. Do you mind? Okay, thank you. All right. You know, I was just consecrated an apostle recently, so I celebrate my elders. Lift your hands where you sit. Say, Father, come on now, say it again. I receive your help in my journey. Jesus, thou son of David, help me. Say it again, Jesus, thou son of David, help me. Now, I want to teach, and I'm going to pray for you. My friend, sorry, you can bring this down for me. Thank you. I'd like you to please listen. What is the theme of this meeting? The what? Purging floor. Do you know what it means to purge something? Huh? Do you know? Let me share this with you. It may sound quite funny. I mean the pulpit actually. It may sound quite funny, but just look at me. Hey, focus on me. I saw a video yesterday of something that happened in Lagos. Some law enforcement agents tried to arrest a bus driver, but the guy seemed to have had enough in his entire life. He was not ready for any. Have you seen people who are tired and are not ready for any form of harassment again? You know what he did? When they arrested him, you know the way police does. One went to sit down at the steering. The other one entered. You know what the guy did? He off his shirt, removed his singlet, pulled off his trousers, removed his boxers, and was naked. And he stooped to the ground and poo-pooed. I don't know what you call it here. On it, he did it on his hand. And he went to pursue them with it. When I saw that, I said, this is the kind of craze with which you must send the devil packing. If he comes as a madman, you must become madder. I want to tell you serious things. If you don't pray today, I don't know what else can make you pray. Are you following what I'm saying here? I might be talking calmly, but just follow what I'm telling you. So I want to show you what it means to purge. Year 2011. Alright? 2011. I was on campus. One day outside my house, some chicken were playing, and I was trying to wash my plates, but the bigger one was perching on the plate. So I picked a stone to throw it at the chicken. But as the stone went, it removed the neck of the chicken completely. So I felt, my God. Then I found out that the chicken even had about 8 chicks. So I carried the chicken and I was asking from house to house, please, who is the owner of this chicken? Please, I'm so sorry. They call me pastor, but I've killed something. It's not mine. And I was asking because I was willing to pay for it. And finally, somebody recognized the feathers and said, it's for mama. And I got to that house where one old woman was living. And when she saw the dead chicken in my hands, she began to roll on the floor as though I have killed another human being. She was mourning and wailing like I've killed a child. People gathered. And at that point, I was already regretting what I'd done. And I begged, I said, I'm ready to pay for this chicken. I'm so sorry. If you want me to buy 10, I will buy 10. Then the woman finally, they were able to console her. And she said, this is what she wants. I should take the chicken home, cook the chicken, and bring it back. So I myself also foolishly took the chicken to my house, prepared it, put maggi, salt, thyme, pepper, and all the things. And I brought it back. And then she selected the laps, the breast, all the parts that has meat. And then she looked at me and said, where are you to go and eat the rest? I said, me. I said, is that all? Said, that's all. I went to my house and dropped the chicken. And I was saying, that day will never come and I will eat the chicken. One of my brothers that was with me said, we are going to prove that we can eat deadly things. So we cooked, we put the remaining leg, head, neck, all those funny stuffs in stew. And we made stew with it. That was all. Between that time we ate it till the following morning, I had gone to the toilet at least 16 times. It got so bad. Finally, I now put my chair beside the toilet. I said, there's no point in running up and down. Anything that will happen. Have you purged before? Talk to me now. What happens when you purge? You become weak. You become frail. Talk to me now. You lose energy. Actually, you are losing your body fluid. And that's why people can purge and die in the process. The other guy that we ate the stuff, he wrote his jam the following day inside toilet. It was that bad. And he didn't pass. So, there are many believers who speak about the word purging, divine purging, but have never been purged before. So, when you are purged, it is the process of ridding a man of impurities. To purge a man is to rid the man of what? Impurities. It is the process of bringing out that which is unclean from a man. Purging, whenever purging takes place in a man, the energy of the flesh is drained. Purging drains the energy of the flesh. Purging rids a man of self-confidence. When a man is purged, all his confidence in himself is drained and is made to absolutely trust on God. Do you know the good thing? Or should I say the amazing thing? That it is not only God that purges people, the devil also purges people. I'm going to lay a few things as foundation, and I trust God for help. Tomorrow morning, as I tie the things, I will open up. So what Jesus was telling Peter is that the devil has desired, please pay attention, the devil has desired you. And what he wants to do with you is that he wants to sift you as wheat. When God purges a man, it takes away what is impure. When the devil purges a man, it takes away what is pure. Can I go a bit deeper? I'm not going to have to wait. Please follow what I'm saying now. Listen to me. Look at what the devil said concerning Peter. What Jesus said as a revelation concerning Peter. Jesus looked at Peter. He said, Peter, listen. As a matter of fact, around the season that Jesus was speaking about Peter, it was a season that Peter was grossly in misbehavior. Peter was misbehaving. He couldn't tell the reason why he was misbehaving. And Jesus looked at him and said, Peter, listen, the devil, a conversation has gone on in the spirit realm. And in that conversation, the devil desired that he will sift you. He has desired you. But he does not want you once and for all. No. He wants you gradually. He wants to sift you as wheat. But listen, I have prayed for you. Now you are still not okay. When you now become converted, strengthen your brothers. So what the devil wants to do is to put Peter like wheat on a sieve. And the part that will be left is the part he expects to do ministry. Hold on a minute. When you put wheat on a sieve, the good part is what goes down. True or not true? Yes. The part that is left on the sieve is the part you trash. True or not true? Yes. What the devil wants to do with Peter is to put a hole in his life that every day it will be puncturing life out of him. It is a form of purging, but it is a negative purging. When a believer is operating in a sphere where the devil has borehole, I'm going to show you what that means. He puts something into your life that regardless of the impartation you receive in a meeting, regardless of the strength and the potency of the meeting, when there's a hole there, the man will leak. It's just a matter of time. Many are concerned about receiving, but only if you understand the dynamics of losing those things. How come believers have received so much impartation? Answers have come upon people for different things. You look at their life, there is no evidence that hand has ever come upon them. Impartation upon impartation, meetings upon meetings, words upon words, conferences upon conferences. The same thing with the issue of poverty. It is possible, have you seen people that will walk all day, sweat inside sun? I don't know if you guys have bikes here. We have bikes in the West. And people will ride bike in the sun, in the cold, and at night, all the money they have worked for, will go and drink with it. The devil is not threatened by your attendance of the conference. No, he's not. Only few understand the dynamics of closing the back door. The dynamics of what? Of what? Closing the... So Jesus looked at Peter. And he said, this is what happens when the devil desires anybody. He looks at them like wheat. And he puts them on a sieve. And he begins to shake them. And he begins to shake them. And as they are being shaken, the important part of their life that should have been useful for the glory of God falls away. And listen to me. If you look across scripture, you will see this principle duplicated everywhere. He sifts men like wheat. Every time the devil sees a man that is a threat to what he wants to do in a generation, the devil will never come after the man one time. No. It comes after the man gradually. One day at a time. One moment at a time. One event at a time. And you wonder, and please pay attention. People know that what I'm functioning in today is not as great as what I used to function in yesterday. Listen to me. The real proof of a man's stature is not the anointing. No. Long after Samson was being sifted daily, Samson was sleeping with harlots. Samson was messing up. He would touch unclean things. He would touch dead things. Each time, at every level that he was dying gradually, he was still performing miracles. The anointing is not a sign you are getting it right. It is a sign there was a time you got it right. What did I say? The anointing is not a sign you are still... Oh, no. Am I speaking to somebody? What did I say? The anointing is not a sign that you are getting it right. It is a sign that there was a time you got it right. I would have loved to give you an instance. If you pour water in a cup and stop pouring water in the cup, the one you have poured in the cup is still there. So it is a sign that there was a time it was under the fountain. The water in the cup is not a proof that you are still under the fountain. One of the ways the devil has effortlessly wasted generations is that he has urged young people to want little. There are people who really desire a walk with God. As long as God can do something with their life, even if they will function as the jawbone of an ass, as long as through their lives,
thousands will be slain, even if they will be thrown away. God, use me like that. What I'm saying is, there are people who don't mind wasted after they have been useful. One of the things spotting does is that it checks your desires. Let me hold on a minute. Let me ask you a question. Look up. If God placed two options before you right now, and say this is the first option, I am going to put my grace upon your life, you will walk with me more than anyone else who have walked the face of this earth has walked with me, but you will not preach a message. You will not be invited for any meeting. You are going to know deep things you will not be able to share. And then you have another option. I will put my grace upon your life. You can go to the ends of the earth, but at the end, it is not clear whether you will finish well or not. Are you aware there are a bulk of young people who will prefer to be superstars? This is the thing. It is not everybody who are shouting that really wants God. Some have watched videos and they have seen the way men of God were received. And if they can do that, at least with their life, they believe they are fulfilled. One of the things you will pray about tonight is that God search the desires of my heart. Until it is for you, don't leave me the way I am. Are you following what I'm saying here? Search the desires of my... I don't want your hands, I want you. I don't want what you have in your hands. It is you I want. I don't want to be a superstar. I don't want to be a superstar. This desire for a kind of suit, a kind of jet, a kind of trouser, it is the reason why the devil is nabbing many young people. They are dying, but they are still shouting. Lift up your right hand where you sit, and you will call the name of the Lord loud and clear. Search the desires of my heart. Purge it! Reveal every hidden thing in my heart. Every inordinate desires. Shakata balarakota. See, you are asking God to search your heart through and through. Rakate bara telibrafardej. Rakate belikai. Rendikaba taleban kate bero shetiga. Sheketa balate. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. I can be behind the bambre fedicam be atish. Legamba taka petitis de bila katish. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are still going to pray again. One of the things the devil does is that by presenting the same appetite before you day and night, the same thing again and again, through consistency, it changes the order of your desires. You will not know. I tell you, you can desire ministry, but not the God of ministry. That is one aspect. Listen to me. Revival is like a water, a body of river that is moving. The devil is not threatened by it, as long as he can put something to divert it. In the midst of mighty revival, mighty men still crash. Because you may almost not be able to tell when your desire is no longer God, when you cannot manifest Him without Him. And that's why you are praying, may I never be strong enough to do life without you. May I never be anointed enough to go my life without your impute. May I never be powerful enough to function out of the presence. Listen to me. If you truly desire God, you will cry your eyes out. Hear me? History is full of many people. Listen, everything we are doing now, we are not the first of this kind. Everything we are doing now, we are not the first of this kind. History is littered with people that began well and their desire was altered. Somebody needs to cry. I minister prophetically and I perceive that there are people here. God is not just bringing this word to you. There are practices you need to go back to. You now feel more anointed without fasting and praying than when you fast and pray. That energy coming, you need to be purged of that energy. That's the kind of energy that kills mighty men. The energy that propels people without God, and yet they still do those things as though it is God. Lift your right hand while you are seated. Pray this prayer. It's a prayer of rescue. Pray it knowing that your life depends on this. Lord, redirect my heart and set it on you, and you only. Cry like your life depends on it. Oh me, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Mo fe mo mi e ton so la tori te wa. Help me. Help me. Help my heart. In Jesus' name we are praying. Rise up on your feet, everybody. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Rata kabaladesh. Hear me. The proof of fullness of the Spirit. When Jesus was baptized in the river of Jordan, Matthew chapter number 3, also in Luke chapter number 3. In Luke 4, scripture says that the Spirit of God led him, the Holy Ghost, led him into the wilderness. The Holy Ghost can lead a man into wilderness experience. The Holy Ghost can, not because he's against your life, But because your life needs it, nobody can survive the promised land without wilderness. The Holy Ghost, listen to me, impartations may come, and that is the beginning of your pain. Impartation may come, and from the day that impartation came, all of a sudden, all the doors where they recognize you are called shut against you. Because that man needs to be cooked. That man needs to be pushed. That man needs to be helped. That man needs to be helped. No, listen. No goldsmith will ever leave the gold as stones. You will need to pass them through fire. And when the Holy Ghost led Jesus, Scripture says that Jesus, the Holy Ghost, led, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit of the wilderness. The Holy Ghost. This thing we call anointing. The day man receives higher dimension, that's the day the man is exposed to higher level of training, higher level of persecution, higher level of dealings. What does the Bible say? Deuteronomy chapter number 8 verse 2. And you shall remember the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. What did he say? To test you. So God can lead you through wilderness experience to test you. All this jumping about, a man is not cooked, and all of a sudden everybody wants to minister. You will not sit down and learn. Nobody becomes anything like that. There was a time in my life I sat down and I was asking God, is it that I'm not called? Everybody around me were busy preaching and doing things up and down. And in those days, when you go into the cave called Hadulam, it is a place of darkness where no light will shine on you, and yet you are emerging on the other side. When God purged a man, he does not do it in a hurry. Purging is not an impartation. Purging is a process. Purging is not a once and for all thing. God sit on men and purge them. You will last to the degree that you have been purged. Listen to me. Let me tell you the prayer coming to my spirit. In all of the school, the classes I have missed in the school of the spirit, Lord, I repeat now. You are the one asking that you should repeat. All the classes I missed in the school of the spirit, Lord, I request, take me back. Take me back. I refuse to promote myself. Amen. 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 Now, hear me. You see, you don't really love God the way I think. If I had asked you to ask for power, there's a way you prayed. You are saying the questions I gave myself without you promoting me. I request tonight to repeat the class. I refuse to jump class in the school of the spirit. Take me back. That's your request. You are asking God, and I'll show you why you must ask. Lift your voice in 1 minute and ask.
Until my only gaze is you, spirit kept brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you.
Hey, akande mokopate. Abilon pekuta, babim bekai nama, ayende ku.
Shalakabela Tembanikai. Rembe Kopambe Lakai. Achinge Echingi Bakupa. Brande Kupelis. Akinde Mokombrakata. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Say that amen again with fire. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Please listen, listen, listen and hear me well. God had promised Abraham that he's going to make him the father of many nations. My friend, please come. What's your name? Huh? Please walk from there. I want three of you, three men from there. God promised a man, this is what I will make out of you. He had given him the promise. The man has gone through many tests. Please pass. Pass. And one day, some three men will be passing casually. And all it will take for that promise to be fulfilled must be that the man has passed through a school where he must discern. All the promise is now at the mercy of some men who are not about to branch. They are just passing. We don't know if in eternity they will pass again. They only pass once. And everything about his life was subject to discerning this. What about that girl, Rebecca? The servant of God has prayed, let it be that whosoever you have appointed as wife to your servants, let her come and fetch water. Those are not the kind of things you can learn at the moment. You must have been given to it as a lifestyle. May I announce to you that the school of the spirit is so important. Every class, the dividends of every class plays a vital role in the fulfillment of tested with money. You'll be tested about women. You'll be tested about the test of contentment. Your longevity will be tested. It may allow you to get a car, then collect it back. Then check how you behave, trekking back again. God does everything to equip us for destiny. But it is important we cooperate. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is important we what? We cooperate. There are things that God is doing in your life now. The demand, listen to me, the exams of destiny don't come with a date. They play like normal days. The most important day in the destiny of a man will not come with any announcement. You are not even going to be told you are about to write any exam. But life is just going to happen. What is it that sometimes God ministers to a man and say, get up in the middle of the night and pray from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And the man prays and is wondering, but why? Nothing. He wants to take a bus. And God said, don't enter that bus. He wonders, why? Nothing. Why is God doing all those things? Because of the day that what will separate you from death is one instruction. And he must have schooled you never to be able to say no to God. That is the essence of this day-to-day life. I have a nudge in my spirit to tell somebody, go back to the training you ran from. Nobody is made in isolation. What's the name of this girl that Hagar? Sarah was maltreating her. Listen, let me show you the sequence. Abraham had slept with her. She was pregnant now. Her mistress began to maltreat her. She had legitimate reason to run with that pregnancy. And as she ran with the pregnancy, the angel of God met her and said, go back and submit yourself to your master. If you give birth to this child outside the covering of that man, there is nothing covenantal about his life. And when she went back and gave birth to the child there, now when she left again, she could live legitimately. Going back was going to save her life. The next time they were together in the wilderness and there was no water, and an angel came. The angel did not say, I heard your cry, so I came. No. The angel said, I heard the cry of this child in your hands. Wait and bet it. Don't jump out. Wait and bet it. It is what is better that can communicate to God.
That divine pregnancy you want to carry and just launch out. No. Wait. Engage the activity of midwives. They will sit on you. It will not be pleasant. If you see where midwives are trying to help women deliver, hey, open your laps. Hey, this catheter. Hey, that. And sometimes they have to incise the woman. Water will flow. Blood will flow. But because life is about to be bettered, submit under midwives. The purging of God is not going to be from God directly. God used men to purge men. God used men to do what? To purge men. All these attitudes where believers can talk about me, I, all that I. And anytime I hear that word I so much in the middle of a statement, I can tell this is a man that has not encountered God. When you find him, it is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. Can somebody lift their hands again and say, Lord, purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Do your work of purging. Say it. Cry. 30 seconds. Do your work of purging. Do your work of purging. In Jesus' name we're praying. Let me show you a scripture. Malachi chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3. We're going to start the reading from verse 2. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your leader flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the will of your glory. While I was coming for this, the Lord was giving me the name of a young man to pray for. I don't know you, and I mean, thank God for Apostle Edu. Usually very careful with the prophetic, and that's my conduct. I heard the name Chinoso. It's not your time. I'm going to call you out, and I'm just going to pray for you generally for people. But hear what God told about coming here. God said there is a new move that is betting upon this land. Pay attention. He said to secure the borders of revival that is going on. He said I want to raise shepherds after my heart. God is going to anoint people with the grace to sit as shepherds over men and groom them. Many strange altars that the Lord did not build, ministries that swallows the destiny of people, will fall and will crumble. You will hear the sound of their fall. You will hear the sound of their fall. You will hear the sound of their fall. And the Lord said, I will cause tender branch to grow in their stead. Branch of olive, branch indicating a new season of men that will fear me and regard me as God over this city. A new branch will begin to grow as God is cutting off trees without fruit. New branches are growing in their stead. Men that God has pruned, prepared in the secret place. Men that God has found for himself. Men who desires nothing more but the Lord. He said, I will cause the sound of their fall to be loud, and I will make new tender branches to grow in their stead, and I will make them abound and become fruitful, says the Lord. It is the days of David. Weep not over Saul. It is the days of David. Now hear me. If there is something the Lord has been dealing with in your life before this meeting, and he's been telling you, sit down and learn. I have brought you a confirmation. Life is not about jumping from pillar to post. Sit down. Look at this scripture. But who may abide in the day of his coming? Do you know one of the reasons why subject like that is an emergency in the body of Christ? We are in the darkest era of human existence. It has never been this dark. The Lord opened my eyes now. I saw inside. Lift your hands, everybody. There's a deliverance that needs to take place right now. I saw a dog sitting on somebody's head. A dog sitting on somebody's head. I'm going to decree in one word. The devil is trying to cripple this destiny with the spirit of immorality. He's trying to soak this person there. When I decree, thank you, Lord. Oh, Shahade Kapradish Tefelebe. Please, I want the ushers to be on standby. There are going to be multiple deliverances, cases of different spirits that needs to get out. God wants to purge you with his wind. Lift your two hands where you are seated. When I make this declaration and I command the spirit to get out, you will not say amen. You will shout Jesus. You will shout it the highest way you've ever shouted. Are you ready? Thou foul spirit from the pit of hell. Right now I command, get out! Rakate bolo kombreketa, kai nemo komba kai. Shelimante ko, pelika patu, pate, plantu kupatai. Get out of them. Silence everywhere. Thou foul spirit on the pit of hell, hindering the emergence of God's people, trampling them down in the act of iniquity. In the name, right now, by the fire. Something is happening. Bring them out. Shakande makate. Pasukupatej. Rande kapala vishalibraka. Bande kush. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Bring them out. Let the fire burn. Carry them out. Shekabalabato shakate. Thou foul spirits from the pit of hell. Get out of them. Hey, bring them out. Carry them. Come and help this girl. Shakate balabakai. Ende mokupa kate. Balish sukupa. Pende kuba. Everything that has hindered what God wants to do through your life over the years, pack your load and get out. Shakelebo kombre kepai, patuka bai, patuka pai, pakupa kate, eikate shete, rande kabalati bele konte, epikam roko patich.
Hear me. Lift up your two hands. I want to make certain declaration, and I like everything about you, spirit, soul, and body, to be here. I'm surprised you are seated. But I make this declaration. Everything that has insisted that God will not find a vessel in your lineage. Everything that has insisted that God will not find a man where you are coming from. Right now, with a sign of fire, I command thou power of the Holy Ghost, move. Power of the Holy Ghost, move. Bring them out. Shakate bokom breke pai. Ayen de kapuka. Bande moko bakai. Yen de mokom breke pita. Bring out. Bring that girl. Yante kapala katete. Estupa kate. Rebekotai. Esukubai. Tale makate. Shatabakate. Rande kabala khatesh. Jesus. At the mention of that name, Jesus, all knees bow, all tongues confess that Jesus is the Lord. All knees bow. Now hear me. Lift your two hands up, everybody. I'd like you to pay attention to what God is doing in this meeting. If there is any force that has insisted that it may be anyone else that will serve God with their life, not you. If there is any vow from the pit of hell, I want to pronounce fire. I want to pronounce fire. And I'd like you to say that amen with all that is within you. I command the fire that never stops burning. Receive it now. Stand them up. Take them up. Hey, take them up. I don't know if that guy is here. That name God gave me, Chinonso. I don't know what it means. Lift your hands. What's your name? You are Chinonso. Lift your hands. Say loud and clear, I receive that mark of fire in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Bring them forward. Lift your hands, all of you. Everything that the Lord has not planted within you by a mark of his fire, get out. Shaka patus, pande out by the mark of fire. Patus, pande musuka patus. Rele makai astupakate. Ebelakandre kebatish. Ebende kukubishate. Rande kumbreti kitai. Amen.
If there's anyone here that a pronouncement has gone ahead of you, that you will not come out, that you will not emerge, I stand with the rod of a higher priesthood and I command in the name of Jesus, that pronouncement is broken now. That pronouncement is broken now. That pronouncement is broken now. All eyes closed. All hands lifted up. There's a young lady here. I've been trying to find a way to say this. There's an attempt to bring you into a company you don't belong to in the night. And you've been seeing the signs. You are very innocent. Your heart is clear. But there's an attempt. Hold on with everybody. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Lift your hands where you are standing. Lift it up very well. I stretch my hands towards this house. And I ask, right now, even at this second, let the fire of God search out that young lady and bring her out by a mark of fire now. I will count 1 to 3. The fire falls. 1, 2, 3. Touch her now. Touch her. Don't bring her out for the sake of stigma. I don't want anything. Just leave her. Shaka brevende shedi bakati. Now, hear me. Look up, put your hands down. You are going to pray. One of the things that God wants to purge you from is that there are certain things that everybody who did not rise where you are coming from cooperated with. It is important that a level of training from God is achieved in your life to say no to them. When Jacob was going to speak concerning Esau, Genesis 49, he called Esau. He said, Esau, my firstborn, the beginning of my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity. He said, but you will not excel. Why? He slept with another man's wife. But we later saw Joseph. Genesis 39, scripture said that Potiphar's wife cast her eyes on him, but he would not do it. Listen to me. To anyone who will not be able to rise, it is because they were not able to say no to certain things. From today, you are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered to say no. You are empowered to say no. Is there somebody here ready to pray? Lift your hands, say, Father. Say it again, Father. For the sake of my generation, purge me with your fire. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Elakai, Ende Keputush, Lende Kabatukai, Ayende, Ayikutush. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Put your hands on your belly, everybody. Out of my belly, a flow rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. When Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he said, roll away the stones. Every stone that needs to be rolled away for rivers to flow, they are rolled tonight. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. Eya gavala kambedi bolo mokombedich, elanda bakai de mokos, apina kai de mokombedi dai, yande kabai kati bakai, ele mokombedi kande mokombedi dai. Rivers of living water. Now, hear me. Hear me. Silence everywhere. You know what the Lord is doing tonight? Hear me, hear me. There are some of you that without doubt, the hand of God is stronger upon your life. But to that same degree is the enemy you are confronting. And there are people here who have not been able to step to the consecration and the price your destiny needs. Because it looks like forces are sitting. It is as though the devil doesn't mind if any other person rises, not you. Tonight, you will no longer be suffering and smiling. You are empowered above. Katila Bakai and De Kabula Tembuko Bakai. Ah, are there people here who can say, I am tired of faking it? I want to experience total, total victory. I am tired of looking like it. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Eziva la bakai, tabaka la bakai, ebande kapatakai, tepile katai. I give you 30 more seconds to roar in tongues. Ezibala Kartish. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Quickly, quickly. All eyes closed. Close your eyes. There's somebody here. As I speak now, there's something currently going on in your house. And that's the issue of mysterious deaths. Your uncles. Currently it is happening. Mysterious deaths. 1, 2, 3, you've counted mysteriously, and there's a strong man there killing them, and the fellow is still alive. I don't know where you are, but if you please wouldn't mind, come quickly. I want to pray for you. Quickly, come. You are here. Shakatabala Katesh. I'm going to pray for all of you, but this person, I'm seeing three deaths. Three. Who is that person? Three. You are three. Shakata balarako patish. Rabaka bilatika. Echinge pukus. Lift your hands. You are standing in gap to silence the jaw of death. I stand as one who has been called and anointed and sent forth for this purpose. Every force, principalities and powers terminating the destiny carriers in your homes, I command right now, their teeth are broken. You are not saying amen. I say their teeth are broken. I'm going to pray for you briefly, and the hand of God is going to come. I'm going to touch all of you briefly, but I decree right now, stand behind them. I decree right now, in the name that is above all names, the garment of death over your family catch fire. Now. Shakate Bakai. Thou foul spirit of death, pack your load and get out now. Shakai de Mokopai, Rende Kapatus. Now, hear me. There's somebody here. The Lord said to tell you, I am visiting that strong man with a sword of vengeance. I don't know who you are. I don't know who that person is. But the Lord said, I am visiting this person with the sword of vengeance. Shakate Balabatish. I am seeing three siblings, you are here. Three siblings, you are here. And there seems to be a connection of darkness. I shrouded the girls in the house, shrouded them, kept them at the same level. I speak right now with the fire of God.
Right now in that house, the light of God begin to shine now. I don't know the theory of you. I don't know where you are coming from. But everything representing darkness, it dies now. Shakabalate, Embre Kabalos, Rabambila Kabil. I am seeing somebody, there's an issue you are battling with. Your stomach is so heavy and painful, like there's a stone there. I don't know who that person is, but I command right now, you are the one. I decree and declare in the name that is above all names, thou spirit of infirmity, get out of our body. Get out of our body. Get out. Get out. I command that which the Lord did not plant, I uproot them now. Get out in the name of Jesus. It is done. Amen. Here is a very strange case. There's a young boy here. You had a dream. In that dream, somebody removed his shoe and slapped you with the shoe. You don't even know what it means. Somebody removed his shoe and slapped you. I'm careful about the categories I call people out for. But I decree and declare that which the devil has used systematically to legislate dominion over you, the secret is exposed. You are vindicated and rescued now. You are vindicated and rescued now. You are Shakateba Idefeli Shateba. About the price, practical price to pay in the process of purging. I'm saying, don't miss the session for any. This is public holiday, right? You have enjoyed food, enjoyed everything all your life. If you shut down these ones, you won't die. True or not true? You will not die. True or not true? If there's anyone here, you know the price your destiny requires, or your hands are, you know it. You want your neck deep in sin, fasting will become a sin of freedom is here. For those who are sincere, I say your season of freedom is here. There is a visitation on the pastoral ministry in this land. I don't know why. There's a visitation, and hear me, there are some of you tender branch of shepherds in this land. Mark these words out, and tender branches will grow, as sifted you and purged you from. Receive the grace to partner with God. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-95-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.